Brothers and sisters, I think the Lord really wants to speak to us and say to us, I have broken all those walls down. I have broken those strongholds down in your life. Do you believe it? Because I have done it. I've broken those walls down in your life. Those things that separate you from me, those ways of thinking that cause you to be fearful. I've broken those things down in your life. And I want to release in you a new spirit. I want to release in you a new freedom in worship. As Jesus said to the woman at the well, that it'll be like springs of water welling up to eternal life, that we'd receive that joy that the Lord wants us to receive in worship. Let's continue to enter into worship. Let's ask the Lord to give us a new joy in worship. Let's ask the Lord that we would receive something from him today in worship that we've maybe been fearful to ask, but believe that he will give it to us. So let's just experience the joy of worshiping the Lord and just ask his Holy Spirit to set us free and to give us that new release in worship. Amen.
Beginning of the meeting, I felt like the Lord gave me a word that was like a prophecy, but it was in tongues, so I'll give it that way, and look forward to the Lord bringing forth the interpretation.
Dottor komalala di tenu tomora cortate tieno marate. Dottor kopalara dardieni mi picius natoto mi proro. Ma brandor to kopalalo corto rizza me pereni e ti acquao. Tono braki drassato to me prono kopalalo quarto to giono. Nimmi ridandolo tocco per la lo quarto pra teridieno trosso, ma alla lo corto per la tartarina e teridia.
Again, I might be wrong. Could be me, could be of God. The battle is won, the rest that you have is won for you. Peace is won for you. Yeah. This makes sense. Glory is won for you. Yeah, I think that's it. God be the glory.
Lord, thank you for your word to us. Let's just continue to remain in a posture to receive from the word. I'm going to ask Neil to come up and give a word that's very similar to Josh's interpretation of that word in tongues. And then I'm going to ask Ben to come up and give a word as well, and then we'll close the prayer time with our response to those words and move on.
This is the story of Prophet Daniel and when he was thrown into the lion's den. And the king commanded, and Daniel was brought and cast into the den of lions. The king declared to Daniel, "May your God, whom you serve, continually deliver you." And a stone was brought and laid at the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lords, that nothing might be changed concerning Daniel. And then the king went to his palace and spent the night fasting, and no decisions were brought to him, and sleep fled from him. And as we know, God shut the mouth of the lions, and Daniel came out very much alive. And I have this word that I think God has for us as individuals and as a community. My children, yes, my children, I have placed you in the den of lions and a field of wolves. You will face terror and threat, yet I will be with you, and you will not be devoured. I will confound the roar of the lions and the howl of the wolves that are against you. I am the God of Daniel and your God, and I will be faithful to you. And listen to the prayer of that followed the release of Daniel from the lion's den. For he is the living God, that is the God of Daniel, enduring forever. His kingdom shall never be destroyed, and his dominion shall be until the end. He delivers and rescues. He works signs and wonders in heaven and on earth. And he who has saved Daniel and therefore will save us, will save us from the power of the lions. Praise the Lord.
I just sense from Psalm 65, 3, 5 to 7, and 5 to 7. When we were overwhelmed by sins, you answered us with awesome and righteous deeds. God our Saviour, a hope of all the ends of the earth, of the farther seas, who formed the mountains by your power, having armed yourself with strength, who stilled the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, and the turmoil of the nations. The sense I got was we can sometimes feel a bit overwhelmed with all the sins and everything going on in the community, in the world. But the sense I got was that God was in control, and God is a very faithful and very loving God. And above all else, the biggest sense was God was asking us to be still and really revel in his awesome wonder.
I think the Lord's really been speaking to us this afternoon, just using Neil's phrase, may the Lord continue to deliver us. Let's respond to that promise that the Lord will continue to deliver us by singing The Lord is My Shepherd, Psalm 23, that basically says we follow him, and where we go, whether it's among lions or wolves, the Lord is with us and protects us and brings us to heaven, brings us to that place of peace, that safe pasture.